Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 3rd. Tomorrow, on April 4th, Cam Hinckley, a new employee at Mountain Brook Baptist who works with maintenance and with custodial work, celebrates a birthday. And so because we have Friday guests, I wanted to go ahead and celebrate Cam today. He's been a wonderful addition to our staff, and we thank God for him and want to pray the birthday blessing over him and anyone else whose birthday is in April. Pray with me. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. For our Old Testament reading today, we are in the book of Ezekiel again, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. I'll be reading from the Message paraphrase today. And in this passage, Ezekiel is reminded by God not to be afraid of the people to whom he is prophesying. And God tells Ezekiel, your job is to speak to them. It's my job or their job to worry about the outcome. So obedience is key here for Ezekiel and also for us. Ezekiel chapter 2, 6 and 7. But don't be afraid of them, son of man, and don't be afraid of anything they say. Don't be afraid when you hear them saying, oh, he's so full of himself. Don't let their words scare you. Don't be afraid when you're surrounded by thistles and thorns and scorpions. Don't be afraid of their mean words and their hard looks. They're a bunch of rebels. Your job is to speak to them. Whether they listen is not your concern. They're hardened rebels. Our second passage today is Matthew 27, starting in verse 45, and we'll go through verse 56. From noon to 3, the whole earth was dark. Around mid-afternoon, Jesus groaned out of the depths, crying loudly, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? Some bystanders who heard him said, he's calling for Elijah. One of them ran and got a sponge soaked in sour wine and lifted it on a stick so he could drink. The others joked, don't be in such a hurry. Let's see if Elijah comes and saves him. But Jesus, again crying out loudly, breathed his last. At that moment, the temple curtain was ripped in two, top to bottom. There was an earthquake and rocks were split into pieces. What's more, tombs were opened up and many bodies of believers asleep in their graves were raised. After Jesus' resurrection, they left the tombs, entered the holy city, and appeared to many. The captain of the guard and those with him, when they saw the earthquake and everything else that was happening, they were scared to death. They said, this has to be the Son of God. There were also quite a few women watching from a distance, women who had followed Jesus from Galilee in order to serve him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the Zebedee brothers. There are many things in this passage that we could highlight. One of them is Jesus' cry, my God, why have you abandoned me or why have you forsaken me? This is a reference back to Psalm 22, where David cries out to the Lord. And just like in David's instance, the Lord came to his rescue. If you read the rest of the psalm, here we also know the end of this story. God did not abandon Jesus. Rather, he raised Jesus from the dead. In the moment where he felt forsaken, God was still at work. And that is my encouragement to you today. If you feel forsaken, trust in the promises of God that He never leaves you or forsake you. Another thing that's worth highlighting is the temple curtain being torn. Did you notice what direction it was torn? From top to bottom, meaning it was God who tore the temple curtain. And He, in this instance, is signifying that the separation between God and man is no more. In the beautiful act of sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross, the perfect sacrificial lamb, we are given the opportunity to have relationship with God. And then even the Roman soldiers, they seem to get it in the end. Surely this had to be the Son of God. Moving over to the Proverbs for wisdom for our day, we'll read Proverbs 3, verses 1 and 2. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life, lived full and well. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's go over our memory verse for today, John chapter 9, verse 5. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. As we pray together today, I'd like to pray the morning prayer on the third day from a diary of private prayer by John Bailey. I'm going to just read excerpts. Lord of my life, whose commands I am eager to keep, whose fellowship I am eager to enjoy, and to whose service I am eager to be loyal, I kneel before you as you send me out to serve you. Do not let me see anyone in distress and pass by on the other side. Give me the strength to confront any mountain of duty or bad habit. Where an action of mine can make this world a better place, where a word of mine can cheer a sad heart or strengthen a weak will, where a prayer of mine can serve Christ's kingdom, there let me act and speak and pray. This day, O Lord, give me courtesy. Give me both gentleness of demeanor and decisiveness of character. Give me patience. Give me love. Give me sincerity in my speech. Give me diligence in the work you have given me to do. O Lord, who when the time was right, raised up our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to enlighten our hearts with the knowledge of your love, grant me the grace to be worthy of his name. Amen.